It's the music of A.J. Croce tonight at the Orpheum Theater. Two generations of American music, his own, which he's been doing for over 25 years, and some of his dad's, which you've known for over 40 years, Jim Croce. And I was lucky enough to talk to A.J. On the phone a few days back.
Broke my heart in half the time it's been broken before.
And I saw this. You said your dad didn't tour much in this 18 months of those three albums. But I read on the Wikipedia that tour of Africa and the Middle East and Yugoslavia he did.
Right. So I guess it was set up during the Kennedy administration. But
yeah.
He actually toured it during the Johnson administration. As it was sort of like a ambassador of the arts, kind of Peace Corps thing that
sure.
he did with, you know, a group of folk musicians.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't playing, you know, he wrote his own stuff, but mostly he played covers.
Yeah.
Until, he did, you know, the album he did with my mom was originals that they wrote together and you know, a couple covers. And then, but he really didn't have a strong identity of who he was until his, solo stuff.
Yeah.
Once he did, he was on the road the whole time. And that was, you know, before then he had he had a bunch of different jobs, you know, so, he wasn't a, there was no bold British about who he was or
yeah.
what that stuff was. He worked really hard, you know,
yeah.
he was a teacher, he was a truck driver, he was a, you know, he was a DJ, he was a, you know, he had a bunch of jobs. And
that went into music.
It all went into music.
Yeah.
Well, I had just got out from the county prison doing 90 days for non-support.
And it all went into his songs. And it really, he just sort of cataloged this stuff for years in the 60s. And then, you know, come 1971, you know, he finally, you know, got a record deal. You know, all of that stuff was stored up. So,
yeah. And it came out in those three albums. What I love about that quote, about that tour, the foreign exchange tour of Africa, the Middle East, and Yugoslavia, Jim said, "We just ate what the people ate, lived in the woods, and played our songs. Of course, they didn't speak English over there. But this is the part I love. But if you mean what you're singing, people understand." And I got that as soon as I read it. I'm like, yeah. You can go to a show or you can listen to a song. And I've been in radio
yeah.
for 25 years. You can tell when an artist is, I didn't believe it's not necessarily a great song. Do you believe that? I mean,
right.
that quote, is that true to you too?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the main reason I've had, any success overseas, and toured, you know, two, three times a year overseas, because people can hear that, you know, I mean what I'm saying, and I, you know, I love what I do, and
yep.
I am passionate about it. So, you know, people dig that, you know.
I'm not an opera fan, but I've heard opera that has moved me, and I have no idea what's
absolutely.
Going on. Yeah, and I'm...
No, I listen to world music,
yeah.
you know, almost every day,
yeah.
of all varieties,
sure.
you know, and I don't understand the words that they're saying. I don't understand the language per se, but I understand the music and I understand the sincerity of the music.
A.J. Croce's latest album is called Just Like Medicine, and it's really, really great. And I'm going to play this is a little clip of a moment I liked, a little breakdown in Full Up. Give a listen to this.
I'm full up, I'm full up on you. Full up, I'm full up, I'm full up on you.
AJ, I love it. What a great Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon record, or if you just got some time on your hands.
me and Dan Penn just singing together.
Yeah. Does that take you back to that moment? Do you remember? I mean, you're out on the road and you're playing all these songs, and does your memory go back to, gosh, I remember when we cut that and what we were feeling? And
oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time. I mean, with a lot of the stuff that I do, you know, there was, you know, there was a lot of thought. There's a lot of thought that goes into, you know, into recording. Mm-hmm. And because I've never had like huge budgets to record a record,
right,
I need to do a lot of, you know, what you call pre-production. And it was, you know, it's really important to put a great deal of thought and arrangement and, you know, all of those facets into what you're going to do. And so so when we actually do it, I'm very, very focused, and I like to record live, so because it just has a more you know, natural and real and human aspect to it.
Yeah. Now you, there's 8, 9, 10 albums. It, compare Just Like Medicine, your latest album, to
yeah.
That's Me in the Bar, your first album. Was that That's Me in the Bar? Was that live? Did you cut that live? Was that a live record? Or
that, you know, it's probably the least live of any record that I did.
Yeah.
And the reason was Jim Keltner produced it.
Yeah,
the drummer, and he was the drummer on my first album. He's, you know, he's been on about 3,000 albums.
Yeah.
But, you know,
that's some really great ones.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, with Delaney and Bonnie. He was with, I mean, he's played with everyone.
Yeah.
He's even played with the Stones, you know. He and Charlie Watts are close, and so.
AJ Croce changed since That's Me in the Bar? Do you put that on and still like that album?
Yeah, I don't listen to myself.
Sure.
if I can help it.
Yeah.
You know, because I can play the songs, I'll just play the songs.
But still proud,
you know,
of things, those early ones?
There's stuff that I'm really proud of on that record.
Yeah.
You know, that was a really hard record to make, Me in the Bar, because the label was about to get you know, bought by RCA, by BMG.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just, the president of the label was really trying to make sure that it was a success, and didn't know what he wanted. He didn't know what the success meant, and so we were constantly being double checked and triple checked, and they were coming in every day to see if they liked the music.
Oh yeah, so
that was a real nightmare. But the actual making of the music was amazing. And
yeah,
Ry Cooder was on that, and David Hidalgo from Los Lobos was on that.
Wow.
God, it was just a star-studded,
so,
you know,
AJ,
crew of.
There was a time when somebody was trying to put AJ Croce in a box. Like, we want you. Can you sound more like this? And
yeah,
and now you don't have
yeah,
to do that.
Exactly. Well, you know, I've never done it. I'm not a joiner.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't belong to any groups except for the Musicians Union.
Yeah, yeah. Your dad would probably be proud to hear that, right?
You know, the idea is, you know, I want to be able to, you know, there's nothing wrong with the Ramones. You know, I like them, but everything sounds the same.
Yes.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, really try to make something unique each time, to have a real good concept of what I'm doing. And why,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
and work with people that are going to, be able to, help contribute to that concept.
Yeah, you're right. I can't sit down with my daughter and play a Ramon song and then say, now listen to this track. Cause they,
right. Exactly.
All the same. Yeah. AJ Croce plays the Orpheum Theater, two generations of American music. And if that last name sounds familiar, yep. Jim Croce's his dad. You're going to hear a lot of that music. And plenty of AJ's own stuff, too, from his album, Just Like Medicine. This track is called The Other Side of Love. Back after this on Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
I see a lonely man whose lady had left him 5'2" and quite petite. He's all alone now, eating his heart out. There's very little protein and nothing sweet. Was affection, but never enough. He says he's brave.